You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show. 105.7 The Fan.
I would just say, man, you gotta, it's gonna be some dark days, you know, going through rehab, but you know, just keep pushing and keep fighting. That's the only thing that held me. I didn't know if I was gonna have another contract or have another day, because when those things start happening in your career, you know, opportunities start to swindle. So going out on the field and practicing it for one, but also just watching, you know, a lot of film. I watch a lot of Jerry Rice. I watch a lot of other guys in the league, you know, even Zay Flowers himself. But you got to be a student of the game, and you know, I'm blessed to be a student of the game. I love it, and I'm always trying to find different ways to tip off, you know, the DBs. I would definitely say, you know, being on the practice field with him and playing on the game with him and being able to, you know, spend time with him on the field, that's part of, you know, playing with Lamar Jackson, and you got to be on the field to learn it. So definitely have gotten used to it, so hopefully, you know, keeping growing there.
Good work day today. Guys, a tough day. This is an important week for us to try to improve and get better. But the guys were very intentional about trying to do their best and get better today. So we'll be on to tomorrow. We'll be in shells.
John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach, yesterday after the Ravens back at practice Saturday, Sunday. Preseason opener was Thursday, as we've talked about. Last week, getting ready for the upcoming season with great expectations. But I guess after a shaky Saturday, practice-wise, according to reports, I wasn't there. I was in Chincoteague, Virginia. But a shaky Saturday. It sounded like, anyway, John Harbaugh was satisfied with what he saw at one winning drive.
Yeah, I thought yesterday, I didn't go Saturday. I went yesterday. And I thought yesterday's practice was good. I thought the intensity was very good. They did a lot of, you know, compete drills and stuff. And I thought it was, offensively, some good, some bad, periods-wise. You know, sometimes the offense was good. But then, you know what I'm saying to myself? I said, you know, I said, I wish the offense would have been more consistent throughout the whole day. But then I'm saying, you know what? If they are, that means the defense isn't doing all that good. And it's always ones-on-one. So, you know, the defense won some and the offense won some. To me, that's what happens when you got two good sides of the ball. So thought that was good. But I thought, you know, we heard Rashad Bateman there. I thought Bate had a hell of a day yesterday. He did a one-on-one route against Wiggins, did a stutter go. What's a stutter go? Wiggins was right up on him, and I think Wiggins thought that he was going to run, you know, an out cut. So Bate goes off about 12 yards, kind of stutters like he's going to run the out, then takes off right away. And he was open on a deep route. Nice throw by Lamar. He was open by 4 or 5 yards. It was a hell of a route. It was, you know, because his body control is so good. And then I thought, you know, in 7-on-7 and team, he caught a couple of deep balls. He caught some nice crossing routes. He just seems like so confident the way he's playing. You know, he's catching the ball in his hands. He's running great routes, great body control running routes. And he looks really, really good. And listening to him on the interview, he just seems like a much more mature, confident guy than he has in the past, even when he was talking to the media.
Before we get back to Bateman, let's go back to the offense versus defense sort of thing. What's better? I mean, would you prefer to see the offense click against the D, or would you like to? Because in many, many years in the Ravens' history, now 30 seasons, defense would just kick their asses because they were always that much better than the offense. But now, would you like to see more of a draw? Offenses are always slower, I guess, to ramp up for whatever reason because you're not as physical, blah, blah, blah. I don't really know. But would you rather see the defense still dominate or the offense start to, you know, exploit things for their own benefit because you're not building anything? That is prohibited at one winning drive. So the only people watching it are media and fans that are in attendance. What would you prefer to see? The offense do their damage or the defense continue to show that, hey, you know, we're still the bullies on the block here?
I kind of like that both, you know, kind of have their periods. It's not like, you know, one dominates the whole practice. No, because like at the beginning of practice, the offense completing balls, doing a hell of a job. Then the defense kind of picked it up, you know, and Armour Davis knocking balls down. And, you know, so I kind of like that both sides have a chance to win some plays. Malachi Starks had a nice interception on the one-on-one, made a nice play on the ball. You know, so I like where both guys, both sides are competitive. Both sides have, you know, they're good, they're bad. Because then, you know what, when you go in with film and stuff, you know, hey, we're not perfect. We still got a lot of things that we need to work on. Same offensively. We're not there yet. We still got to do these types of things. But, you know, Zay and Bateman yesterday, I thought were really nice, really good. And I thought Lamar, you know, made some really nice throws. Now, the two other, Rush and Leary, I mean, Bob, I mean, it doesn't, I can't tell the difference between the two, which is not a good thing, you know. And it's like, you know, when something isn't, usually like a bad, real bad throw or something, it's like, which one of them was that? Because it's usually not Lamar. Although Saturday, it sounded like Lamar had a couple picks.
Now, with Bateman, getting back to him, and he talked about in the opening montage there. It's Vinny at 81.057 The Fan. By the way, here on this Monday, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass, get to the Orioles here in a second, drop a 2 out of 3 from the A's. But Bateman talking about his growing relationship with Lamar Jackson. We can go back, and Nolan, you get in here if you want. Remember they were in France or whatever the hell it was at the same time, and neither knew the other was there, creating kind of a fake narrative because, of course, you can't believe everything you read on social media, but we've seen them kind of get copacetic. I go back to one instance where maybe they weren't, not to harp on the negative, the AFC Championship game. When Bateman was wide open down the sideline and Lamar threw in the triple coverage to Likely and he got picked off in the end zone.
Yep.
I'm guessing now there might be more of a trust factor, which would lead him to maybe look more to bait, as they refer to him out of camp, in that situation, not just, you know, going to the old reliable standby that he's used to. And at that time, Likely had really burst on because Andrews got hurt.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Bob. And I still recall, you know, like a deep route down the left sidelines in one of the games, and he way overthrows him, and just the body language, you could tell, like, head shaking, like, what the hell? You know, you know, I'm wide open and you can't hit me, and, you know, frustration. That's, you know, shoulders drop. That whole year, it kind of seemed like that, and then goes to the basically to the play that you're talking about, which kind of finished the year that he didn't have the trust to throw it to him. And now, if he's run that wheel right, he's throwing it to Bateman. You know, it's probably going to be a touchdown. I think that has totally, I mean, they talk all the time now, you know, and then last year, Bob, I mean, Bate gets a touchdown. Who's sprinting down there, jumping on him? Lamar. You know, so I think it has grown tremendously. And the thing about it is both of them benefited greatly from it. You know, I mean, Bate got paid, and Lamar benefits from the play because, you know, when you're a quarterback and your receiver makes plays, it's just like, you know, an outfielder. What does a pitcher do, Bob? Like when Mullins made that diving, he tipping his hat to him.
Sure.
You know, same type thing as a quarterback. You make a great catch for him or whatever, you're like, I'm throwing to him, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, I think Lamar's in a great place, I think, with all his weapons right now.
Or if an outfielder that's in the wrong spot, you let a gapper get in, then the pitcher's going to be where to believe for you. Nolan, what do you think? Bateman last year, breakout season, got paid. 9 touchdowns, had the big playoff game against Buffalo. The Lamar, Rashad Bateman communication issues are a thing in the past. But Bateman, does he level up to the number one receiver route? No pun intended. Or is that still Zay Flowers when it's all said and done here? Or does it even bleep it matter at this stage?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't surprise me if he even took like a step back in terms of yardage just because of how many mouths there are to feed in this offense. I don't think it would be the result of him necessarily having a bad season. I'm more interested in the touchdowns part of it. To rack up 9 last year, really become a go-to guy in the red zone. And, you know, look, there's speed with Zay Flowers, but when you're trying to get the deep ball going with this team, it seems like Bateman may be the more capable deep ball guy just because of his size and his height. So very interested to see if he can still be the go-to guy in the red zone. Of course, Mark Andrews is going to command reps there, Isaiah likely, but if he just keeps doing what he did last year, even if the yardage drops a little bit, I think that's more than enough for them.
And you know where Bateman made a lot of plays is that I think he's kind of learned when Lamar's scrambling around, it seems like Bates in the middle of the field or, you know, he finds Bateman, you know, they have like that connection, you know, and he's probably easier to see than Zay Flowers is when he's scrambling around too. But the thing with Bateman is such, and the stats will prove it out, his separation is as good as there is in the league. He can separate. He can get open. And that's why I think Bate, a lot of his play, he gets those slant routes because he can get open quick. So I tend to maybe agree with you a little bit, Nolan, that yardage-wise, but
756 last
year. Yeah, but I think if he's going to be their deeper guy. You know, it's not going to be D-Hop. The only one it could be would be like if Tez Walker kind of gets more action, but I don't think he will initially. But Bateman will be the guy, deep crossers and that. Where Bateman gets more yards if his yak improves.
Right. But would it surprise anybody, say, if I likely and Bateman flip their stat line? Like, we all want to see more out of likely, and we expect more out of him, but everyone can't go up.
They were similar in catches, 42 to 45. Likely 42, Bateman 45. By the way, of his 45 catches, 35 resulted in first downs and then 9 touchdowns. But he averaged almost 17 yards of reception, to your point, Benny, where if there's a big play dude, he might be the guy. If you want to get in, you can. Point is, Rashad Bateman no longer an issue.
No.
Health permitting. For the Ravens. Orioles lose 2 out of 3 to the A's after winning the opener. Brandon Young, they're trying to serve you a starting rotation spot on a silver platter. You don't want it? He even said it sucked, for, you know, to paraphrase, after the game. Yesterday, Keegan Hagan blew the save. Orioles were 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. So the woes of the offense continue on. Now playing out the string, but still looking pretty intriguing. The Gunner's on fire. Adley's playing well. Westberg hit his 14th homer yesterday. So there's still Kobe Mayo seems way more comfortable in his baseball skin, major league anyway. So that's good to see. Now Seattle comes to town. And how good are the Mariners? We'll tell you when we come back. 410-583-1057 is the number. It's Vinny and Haney on this Monday. Ravens back in practice today, 1:15. Dallas looming on Saturday night in Big D preseason game number.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Kate Povich, first quality start since April. But unfortunately, after winning the opener, the Orioles dropped 2 out of 3. We'll get to that and more as the show rolls on. We're just watching storylines. Tyler Wells, outstanding rehab start yesterday. Bradish coming back. Man's open out with the media Friday saying that, hey, he's still 3 starts in, give him 4. Should expect to see him back. Mountcastle's back. I don't know about Batista and all that good stuff, but still trying to get them together. O'Neill's hurt. Moomin's on the concussion protocol when he ran into the wall. So there we go. Now you're just playing out the string, but looking for positives. Seeing who's helping. Who's along for the ride in 2026. Keith Law is going to be joining us from The Athletic at 11:30. Get his thoughts on what the Orioles did during the trade deadline to replenish the farm system. And as Mike Elias, if he's willing to do so, going to get rid of some of these new magic beans to go along with the holdovers that he already has and some of these highly regarded draft picks they've had in years prior. Well, most of them are in Baltimore, the ones who aren't. Is there any value left in some of these dudes? But the Ravens, they got the Cowboys coming up this weekend, preseason game number 2. Before we get to the phones at 410-583-1057, Vinny and Haney, Nolan McGraw. The two young rookie cornerbacks, Kone got hurt, unfortunately, in the game against the Colts on Thursday, done for the year. And now it looks like Longer Beam's going to join him. Well, he is on the IR, yep. Which usually means, Vinny, you're done for the season there.
Both are done. You know, and I think if everybody stayed healthy, I think Longer Beam probably would have had a tough time making the team. He'd probably been a practice squad guy. Kone, because of size and stuff, I think he had a better chance. So now both are going to be, you know, I think Longer Beam's having surgery too, I would imagine. But both will be having knee
surgeries.
Yeah, Harbaugh
didn't really elaborate onto what exactly happened to him.
He ran into a guy at practice, you know, got caught up with him at practice and, you know, hurt his knee. So I don't know, but both having surgery, both out for the year, and now, you know, recovery. So it's going to be hard for them the first year because they haven't really had any success or done anything yet. And now, you know, you having surgery and kind of up in the air, you know. So now you got to bust your butt and just worry about rehab and you're not part of the team. That's the problem.
But it goes back to what we talked about last week, Nolan, with the Ravens have the best secondary in football. All of a sudden, the depth's caught it.
Oh, boy.
And now, outside of your projected starters, which, you know, Hamilton and, you know, Starks and Wiggins and Humphrey and all that good stuff, Well, you're counting on, okay, Jair Alexander, injury history.
Yeah.
Woozier, injury history.
Yeah.
Jalen Armour Davis.
Oh, yeah.
Injury history. So now it starts to get a little more like, oh, really? Are we going down this road again? And we're not even into the middle of the month of August yet. Did the Haney schlep rock work already? You can't, because I said Seattle was going to win the West, and they haven't lost since I said that. So, yay.
Well, am I missing, like, when did Longer Beam go down? Because this one, and is this a real injury, as I use air quotes here? I mean,
well, Nolan.
This feels like a stashing move.
No, there's no reason to stash, because they need depth.
But when did he get hurt?
He got hurt in practice.
Okay.
He got tangled up with a receiver. Yeah,
John Harbaugh said it was a long story. And then
the vague answer is what's leading me, and I've seen some other people on social media speculating as well, that this isn't the first time they've had a rookie that they just go ahead and place on IR, essentially as a stashing move. With his draft status, I guess it could fit that, but Vinny's right. You're not willingly giving up on depth.
And the other thing with Longer Beam, you know, what do you go, sixth round?
Mm-hmm.
Means a lot of other people didn't like him, wasn't crazy about him either. And he hadn't played in a preseason game. So, I mean, I don't know that that's a guy you really needed to stash because he hadn't done anything. You know, there'd be no reason for somebody to want to pick him up unless, you know, he plays in a preseason game, gets a couple picks and all that. And it was kind of early to stash him. So, usually, when it used to be stashing when I was, like, in San Fran and stuff, every team was stashing guys the last preseason game is when you would, because like there would be guys in the fourth quarter going down and be like, well, there they go. You know, guys getting hurt. Oh, my back hurts or whatever. And then they'd be on IR. But it just seemed like way too early for stashing.
Let's get out to the phone. Sports at 583-1057 is the number. Ravens did bring in a couple of veteran DBs, and we'll get into that when we get to the top of the hour with Charles Walker from the Baltimore Banner. But let's go to Joe in Woodbury. Joe, what's up? How was your weekend?
Oh, man, it was the most beautiful weekend. The Havity Grace Jazz Wine Festival, man, went off without a hitch, drinking free wine and beer. Of course, I don't drink, but partying, you know, a lot of ladies and everything was up there. Okay. Saxophonist from Havity Grace was there and Mason, all that. But anyway, I ain't called to talk about that. I called to just comment on what Vinny said, because Vinny heard me in the first hour when they was commenting on the grappling hands. You know about that? I don't know if Bob know about that, Vinny. But anyway.
I don't like guys touching me.
but Vinny said something that made me call in, because I was just listening, reading. When he talked about Bateman, and I started thinking about what problem did Bateman have when he first got here? Injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And his injuries were known coming out of college, but they didn't inhibit him there. They inhibited him here. But the Ravens didn't address it. They prolonged it. And then I think, what was it, for the first 2 years, he couldn't be out there to perform. That's why he never got no continuity with Lamar Jackson. I'm saying to myself, I wonder if they had it addressed this, like if the Orioles had it addressed Rodriguez, would things be different in their career? But Vinny did say the main thing, I'm happy for him. He said he sounds more mature. And so Vinny basically just, what's the word I'm going to use? Can't think of the word. In other words, Vinny, you just made me seem like the boy has become a man, or the young man has become a man, more manhood. And Vinny, you know, I got on earlier and was speaking about how David had to tell his son how to become a man, you know, because we all need to read the basic information before life ends. None of us read that book enough. Because, Bob, I'm going to leave you with this, like I left the other ones. The family is the foundation of your neighborhood, communities, and your country. But the foundation of the family is your marriage. I don't know if a lot of people know that, because I didn't one time, but now I know it, and I want to pass it on to everybody else. Take it easy, brother.
Sounds like you're confessing to the old Bobster here on a Monday. I'm cool with my marriage for the most part, and I did go to Catholic school, so I did read the Bible a few thousand times. Don't really remember much, to be honest with you, and that's why I'm a sinner and probably going to hell when it's all said and done. But with Bateman getting back to the injuries at Minnesota, at COVID.
Right.
And he tweaked his knee. But prior to that, it wasn't like he was constantly, like Armour Davis had injury problems at Alabama.
Every year.
Bateman did not.
No.
At Minnesota.
No, because Bateman, like you said, Bob, COVID year, he gained like 10 or 15 pounds. I mean, because the year before that, Mel had him as a top 15 guy.
Overall prospect.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, Bate has talent. And then when he came in, he was always, you know, hammy. You know, he was always tweaking something. And is that because he wasn't in great shape? You know, I don't know. But he was getting hurt a lot. And now he just seems like mentally, physically, he's in a great place.
Well, Joe, I'll give you credit. You went to a beer and wine festival when you don't drink and yeah. still found a way to have fun. I don't even know how you do that anymore at this stage of my life. It's Vinny and Andy, 105.7 The Fan, Nolan McGraw. You want to get in, talk about the Ravens. Got Childs Walker, Baltimore Banner, top of the hour. Whip around 11:15. Get into some of this AFC North stuff. Shedeur Sanders, he made a good first impression for sure. Keith Law from The Athletic, talk about the Orioles farm system, how it's improved, and some of these other younger dudes and what's going on in that realm. And then a fun house trip. Vinny's going to be heading out to One Winning Driver around 12:30. So we got plenty to get into. In the meantime, Orioles dropped 2 out of 3 from the A's. They're off today as the season winds down, but still looking for positives. And hey, Westberg's 14 homers. Gunnar Show is on a heater here, but the closer situation, wait till next year, I guess.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
And you heard Jim Palmer, Kevin Brown on the call. Masson, Westberg, who I think's a stud, homered early in the day. He whiffed on a little breaking stuff. Harden away. Well, yeah, whatever. After winning the opener, back-to-back homers. How about Mountie coming back going yard? Then Adley hit a two-run jack. He's like, hey, this looks like 2023 all over again. Then they didn't score for the rest of the game. But Sagano was good. They get puffy pants till it's Saturday, hammer time. And then yesterday, looked like a dramatic win, turned into yet another frustrating one-run loss. And the good news is that A's are gone, but the Mariners are coming in. They've won 7 in a row. They're breathing down Houston's necks in the West. We'll talk about that, obviously, as the week goes on. Ravens injury issues from a depth perception. or perspective rather, in the cornerback and safety, well, cornerback mainly, as we just talked about. Everything else so far, Keaton Mitchell's dealing with a little bit of a groin, so you slow play him because, you know, he's back. And proceed as planned. And I saw a lot of starting quarterbacks, Vinny, played during the first week of the preseason. And as long as Lamar's not one of them, I'm 1,000%. I know it's only 100% the maximum you can go. But you get – trying to emphasize things. Lamar Jackson, I see in Buffalo. Or against the Commanders at the joint thing.
Bob, was there anybody that played – Thursday night or that didn't play Thursday night that you want to see play against Dallas or don't want it that played Thursday that you don't want to see play against Dallas?
That didn't play. No. Unless they're being held out for precautionary measures, absolutely not. I want to see Voorhees and Cleveland kind of still duke it out a little bit at left guard, but for those who did not play, matter of fact, I don't know if I want to see Malachi Starks playing a lot next couple of weeks.
Yeah, and I don't disagree. What did he didn't play a lot.
He had one tackle.
Yeah.
Played a couple series.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't disagree with that. And I don't know, you know, I probably wouldn't play Keaton Mitchell this week. You know who's had a bad couple practices? Bob's old Wester. Wester dropped a couple balls yesterday.
Boy.
Yeah, he has that big game, you know, but he needs to play. I wish they would, I don't know, I wish they would find a, for the practice squad, a better quarterback than Leary.
Josh Johnson plays in Washington. He scuffled. They got puffy pants, but it's only the preseason. All right, let's get out to the phones. Orioles, as we said, they dropped 2 out of 3. Ravens got the Cowboys coming up Saturday. That started off in Baltimore with Trippy. Trippy, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Bob and Vinny?
Well, a little of this, a little of that. What's up with you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. A couple of little things I saw Thursday. I like the youth. I like what the youth doing, but we know how the Ravens is, man. They hardly play the youth, man. I hope they play the youth this year. But a couple questions I got. I see the two rookies gone now. Maybe we should bring in somebody like I don't know if he signed with anybody yet because he a vet, like a Stephon Gilmore. Also, what y'all think about the guard position? Because I know a lot of fans talking about Falele, but I think Andrew Vorgies, I mean, he wasn't looking that great last year when he was starting. And I don't think the Ravens high on Ben Cleveland. And also, what y'all think about the Trent Simpson thing? Like, I'm high on Trent Simpson, but I don't know. What's that kid name? Number 49, Whit Higgins? He was looking pretty good out there. So, I don't know. I just want to hear y'all opinion on that. And did y'all see the Bills offensive line? They started the offensive line. Boy, if the Ravens don't dial it up week one, man, I don't know what's going on. But other than that, man, y'all have a great Monday, okay?
All right, Trippy, thanks for the call. And he mentioned guard. And Falele on the one, which is now getting social media traction.
Oh, it is?
He got ran over.
Yeah.
Which was a bad look for a big, massive guy like him. But, you know, do you go, hey, what the hell was going on there? But left guard, I mean...
Voorhees played pretty good.
We're not in crisis mode with either spots, right?
No, I think they're pretty comfortable with Voorhees, to be totally honest with you. You know, I mean, Cleveland, I don't know that they're, you know, they might be a little bit more in love with him than I am. But, you know, he's good when athletic ability isn't required. You know, if somebody just, a big guy wants to... You know, in pass protection, just wants to try to bull rush him. Yeah, he's fine with that. Or in a run game, if a guy, he just got a base block and come off and hit that guy, he's fine. But when athletic ability comes into it, then that's when he struggles. Bob, when you mentioned Falele, I just thought about this. When Bateman was talking yesterday, Bateman and Falele were roommates at Minnesota. You know, and they were talking about, he's gained 10 pounds, Bateman has. He said there wasn't a lot. He said Falele weighed over 400 when he was at Minnesota. He said any food that was in the room, he was eating it.
You gotta grow. Yeah. You gotta get your mask ready to rock and roll. We'll come back, take more of your phone calls, reports at 583-1057. Talk to Charles Walker from the Baltimore Banner, his impressions of the team. Less than a month away from the season opener against the Buffalo Bills, whip around 11:15. Talk about what happened in the world of sports over the weekend, AFC North stuff, and this day in Orioles history. And Keith Law talks about the new magic beans that Mike Elias has to play with. How about start trading some of them unless you're really willing to spend a ton of dough in free agency this offseason? A lot of pitchers in the middle of the order bat. They're going to have to spend some dough. We've been down this road before, and we're going to keep driving down it until we see where the end is. But let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
How you doing?
What's up?
Hey, I'm all right, man. I'm going to shout out to Nolan, man. You know, he had a great show on Saturday. You know, it was a great show, man. Definitely looking forward to him on air.
Oh, man, you should have saw him walking around here this morning. You would have thought he was Howard Cosell. Ego all through the roof.
Yeah, I listened, man, to the first hour. It was good.
First hour?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, I listened both, you know, all 2 hours, though. You know, I was tuned in, you know. So, and yeah, some interesting callers on there. And somebody may bring up a point on there, too. I forgot the guy that called in about Mayo. Him playing in the outfield, like, you think that's a possibility?
No, 0 point. No, if I'm speaking for me, not for Nolan, really? Or the caller or even Mike. Hell no. Get him adept at first base, and it looks like he's getting a little more comfortable there. He's got a big arm. There's the one thing you can look at with that. But him beside, because we're assuming Mountcastle could be a trade chip this offseason if there's any value there. And then, you know, let Mayo and Bisaccia be your first baseman. Controllable young players, two top 10 prospects. I don't see the problemo here.
So you're saying Mountcastle should definitely be gone, though?
I didn't say definitely be gone, but he could be a possible trade chip. But question is, what kind of value would he have at this time?
Yeah, that's the thing. So, like you kind of want Mountcastle to play to get that trade value up, but then him playing is going to be hurting Mayo. You know, it was like Mayo wasn't in the lineup yesterday. I know he came in like the pinch hit, though. But if you have all three of them on the roster next year with Mayo, Bisaccia, Mountcastle, it's going to be a log jam at first base.
I don't see that scenario. Anyway, Nolan, what did the caller say about Mayo in left field?
I believe it was our guest, Paul Valley, who threw it out there. And it made sense. I hadn't really thought about it. Now, Paul mentioned that the arm strength for Mayo would lead you to believe that even though he hasn't played any corner outfield in his career, that he could potentially hold down right field. And it was more so about trying to figure out this logjam at first base. You know, if Bisaccia and Mayo both pan out, and you just mentioned it there, two top 10 prospects, well, that is a problem. If they both come to fruition, they both can't play first base. And you want to keep both of them at that point.
One will be the backup catcher, too.
Well, if they both pan out, they both need to be starters.
Okay.
Correct? I mean, that would...
I hear you, but so, there's a workable way to get this done. What if Mountcastle hits 15 homers in the next 2 months?
Well, now you got a real problem. Because they've shown that they aren't going to be willing to move on from those guys, and now you have three. So to me, like, again, Mayo and Bisaccia, and it would certainly be great if Bisaccia had been up here for the past couple weeks, and he was getting his reps as well, that way you would know. But you can't have Mountcastle next year if Mayo and Bisaccia are showing you any semblance of being the guy. You can't have three. This logjam needs to be sorted out as soon as possible.
Now, Mayo looks physically like Jason Worth, minus the beard and the long hair. But Worth was a catcher when the Orioles drafted him, and he turned into an all-star outfielder who made a ton of dough playing, I believe, right field in Washington and in Philadelphia. So I maybe get that. But I don't know if is he really athletic enough? I know covering the ground at Camden Yards isn't like cavernous stuff, but right. There are stadiums in baseball where Detroit, you're going to have to show some wheels out there to get
sure.
things done.
And I think if he had been more of a natural first baseman.
Hey, thanks, Rashawn.
That you could you would commit to that. But since building him at first base has been a work in progress in its own right, it's not like you're really tearing anything down by moving him to the outfield. He has to learn either way.
I hear what you're saying.
Could he be part, Bob, if you got a top pitcher? I mean, they'll probably be asking for Mayo. I would think Mayo may be in that equation to go.
Well, Mountcastle's signed through next year, right? But can you rely on him to play more than 100 games in a season?
Not at all.
Right. I mean, they need bats. But to your point about the work and hey, Mountcastle was drafted as a shortstop because he was athletic. Mm-hmm. He couldn't throw. I mean, if he would have had Mayo's arm, who knows how history would have changed for him. He might be the everyday third baseman, but he moved to third base, tried him in left field. Remember how that worked out? Then he went to first base and became a two-time Gold Glove finalist. I mean, these are all intriguing questions. But I'm more comfortable with Kobe Mayo now being an asset than I was a couple months back when it looked like why is he even here? He looks like a dude now, which to me is encouraging enough. Let old Elias figure out all the hard stuff.
I mean, above all else, you just pick a spot and stick to it. I think the worst thing, and that's where I do agree with you, like 2 days a week in the outfield, 2 days a week at first base, that's not doing anybody any favors. But I think the point that Paul was making is that he was a little surprised that they hadn't even explored him as an outfielder in the past. It never even a consideration.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and say Basile will be up and Beavers by August 15th. We go on there?
And that well, kind if of they're that, not up by then now we got, I don't know where to go.
Yeah, exactly.
4 days.
Maybe you experiment with things, but maybe Mayo could be like, hey, look, I'm starting to really get the hang of this first base thing, and it would be kind of cool to stick around. You know, that DH spot still kind of works in. You don't want to be DH in 22-year-olds, 23-year-olds, but it is what it is.
Figure it out. Make it work.
All right. When we come back, how about we make it work with Charles Walker? John Arbaugh's going to have to make some things work, final two preseason games. I mean, you want to develop and you want to watch, you want to evaluate. Then again, you want to play your starters. And if you're not playing them in week one, you're certainly not going to do it in week two because you got the joint practice with the Commanders coming up in a couple of weeks. But Child's impressions of the team less than a month away from the opening of the season. Whip around on 15, and then we'll talk about these new young players that Elias brought in with Keith Law from The Athletic. Vinny Haney Nolan here on this Monday. What's up, everybody?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.